We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Chaf Hey. That is on page Kuf Nun, the page after 298. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein HaTzibur Omrim Im Shliach Tzibur Nakdishach. The Tzibur does not say, together with the Chazan, Nakdishach, which is the first line of Kedusha. El Shoskin, rather they are silent. Umechavnin L'masha Shliach Tzibur Omer. They are mechavin for that which the Chazan is saying. Ad Shemagil L'Kedusha. Until the Chazan gets the Kedusha, which is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Ve'oz Onim HaTzibur Kadosh. And then the Tzibur answers to the Chazan, Kadosh. Says the Mishabura in Sivkatan Aleph, Ein HaTzibur, Hatam, the reason is, the Nitkon Sheshliat Tzibur Yomrenu Bishvil HaKol V'yiya Shlucham. The way the Kedusha was set up was that the Shliat Tzibur should say it for the Tzibur, and he should be their messenger, their Shliach. Ukeshagam HaTzibur Omrim Oso, if the Tzibur is also going to be saying it, Eich Yikare HaShliat Tzibur Shlucham. How can we call the Shliat Tzibur their Shliach if everybody is doing it? V'chein b'kaddish yesh lizor shelo lomar im achazen yisgadel ad amen yehesh me'rabah. So too when it comes to kaddish, everyone should be careful not to say with the chazen the beginning of yisgadel until he gets up to amen yehesh me'rabah. That's what everyone joins in. V'afilu yesh minyan milvado sheshomen umazinim l'shliat tzibur. Even if there is a minyan without him that is listening and paying attention to the Shliat Tzibur, gam kein aser. It is also aser to be saying it along with the chazan. Ki al kol echad shebeis haknesa sachiyuv lishtok ulahazin l'Shliat Tzibur. Because it is incumbent on every person in the shul to be silent and to be listening to the Shliat Tzibur. V'achakach lanos acharov. And afterwards to answer to the chazan. Now, if we're going to look at a couple of notes over here, if you look at note number two, he writes, V'chein ha'omid b'tfila shmona esrei b'lachash, someone who is in the middle of a silent shmona esrei, she'eno yochol lanos kedusha, who's not able to answer kedusha. So we already saw in the Shulchan Aruch earlier, she'yishtok v'yishma eskola kedusha me'ashatz. He should be quiet and he should listen to the whole kedusha from the chazan. And look at the next paragraph. Mikom makom, im ashatz omer es ha'kedusha b'lachash. Let's say the chazan is saying the kedusha very low, and you're in the middle of a silent Shmoneh Esrei. Kosov b'shalos and shuvos levushei Mordechai shemisha dayin omid b'tfilas lachash. One who is still davening the silent Shmoneh Esrei yishma kedusha me'atzibur. So if you can't hear it from the chazan the kedusha, you should listen to the kedusha from the tzibur. V'hevi ha'grash deblitzki shekei mavur b'me'iri b'brachos. He says that is mavur also in the me'iri and brachos, that if you can't hear it from the chazan, you could be yotzei hearing kedusha while you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei from the rest of the tzibur. Me'idach, on the other hand, which we saw already, Rav Moshe Feinstein argues, and he writes, Shalom mo'il lotzei sidechova me'ashatz kishomer im atzibur b'yachad mishum detrei koli lo mishtomi. You cannot be yotzei kedusha if the chazan is saying it together with the tzibur and you can't hear him clearly. The kol shekein mitzibur shalom, certainly if the whole tzibur is saying it together, elo yevakesh kodem atfilo me'acher me'echad me'atzibur shi'chavin lotzio. Rather, Rav Moshe says, even if you're sitting next to someone, you hear someone clearly next to you, you can't even be yotzi with his kedusha because he doesn't have you in mind. And therefore, the eitzah would be, if you know the chazan who's davening is going to say it together with the tzibur, you're not going to be able to be yotzi. The only eitzah is to ask the person next to you to have you in mind to be yotzi you for kedusha. Now, in note number three, he writes, "Vim shomea kedusha beemta chazars hashatz minyan acher." Let's say you're davening in one minyan and you're in the middle of listening to chazars hashatz, and you hear kedusha from a different minyan. So, Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskin she'enu chayev lanos. You do not have to answer kedusha in the other minyan. V'ochiachein medivri haShulchan Aruch le'eli brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch earlier, who writes, "Sha'afilu mi she'enu imoin yochol lanos." Even if you're not with them, you could answer. It's mashma that you could answer, but if you're not in that minyan, you're not mechuyev to answer. And so too, pasuk Zevul Yoshev. However, on the other hand, we have the Chazon Ish who says, Shechayev Lanos. Even though you're in the middle of listening to Chazar Sashatz in minyan A, you hear Kedusha in minyan B, you're mechuyev to answer. V'afilu im mispal b'minyan mitzumtzum. Even if you're davening in a minyan of 10, shebil odav ein tisha onim, that without you answering the chazars hashatz, you're not going to have 10 people answering, still tzarech lanos kedusha im ha-minyan ha-acher. You still have to answer kedusha with other minyan. Fine. V'chein kosov b'shal and shuvas nishmas kol chai, shechayiv lanos afilu im shomeh minyan acher. He also says he'll chayiv to answer. V'lachein sayim, therefore he answers off, ends off, sheyishtadol shelo leispal b'minyan sheshomem go gam b'minyan acher. Therefore it's best not to daven in a room where you could hear other minyanim. Because then you get into problems if you're one of 10 in your minyan and you're in the middle of chazar shatz and you hear kedusha, Since he holds you're going to be chayv to answer Kedusha, you're messing up the minyan over here, and therefore you shouldn't do it. What about the raya that Rosh Shlomo Zalman brought from the Mechaber, that it says, Yochel Anos, which is mashma, it's an option. So on the raya from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Sir Chaim Kinevsky says, Shekevan sheyochel Anos, since you're allowed to answer, Memeluhu chayiv lanos. Since you're permitted to answer, that makes you now mechuyiv to answer. Continues the Mishabura. Umitamze, we're in the third to last skinny line, the last word. Umitamze, filu imyirtze lil mora yidei hirhur, gamkein osir misho shemasul achazon the kadesh. Since the chazon is our shliach for the first line of Kedushin, you have to listen to it. You can't even be learning, thinking in your mind from when the chazon starts saying the kadesh. V'chein the kadesh, and so too by kadesh, imlo bisho shachazon marich benigun. Except if it's a place where the chazan is just singing away and he's not really saying words, he's just singing a niggin, so then you would be allowed to think and learning then. But not at a time where he's actually saying the words, then you can't be thinking and learning. The part that's considered kedusha is these three parts, naritzcha, and then lu'umasam, baruch yomeru, leading into the other phrases of baruch varashem komo, ubedivrei. That is all called kedusha. Avashar anusach shemosifin b'Shabbos eino b'chlal kedusha. But the lengthy paragraphs that we add on Shabbos is not considered part of kedusha. Ve'eino tzarach lahazin achar achazin b'zeh. You do not have to listen to the chazin saying that part of kedusha. V'chein haminog kayom she'omrim zeh kodem achazin. That is the minog nowadays that we don't have to listen to the chazin saying it because we say it ourselves even before the chazin says it. If you go back to the brackets over there, on that which the Mishabura said, Naritzcha is called Kedusha, that's according to the Minog Svard, She'omrim Kein Bechol Tfilah Shachris, that is how they start Kedusha, by Tfilah Shachris. V'chein la'ashkenazim She'omrim Nekadesh, the same thing would apply to Ashkenazim who say Nekadesh. Let's finish this Mishabura, and then we'll see an interesting note on if an Ashkenazi is davening in a Sfardi shul, or a Sfardi is davening in an Ashkenazi minyan, what they do with that line of Kedusha. Says the Mishabura, V'chein mutter lumod oz ayidei hirhur. And you are allowed to be learning then through hear her. Kain Kost of Magen Avram. That's going on what the Mishabura just said, that the other part of Kedusha that the Chazan's adding on, that's lengthy, that we say beforehand, during that time, person can be thinking and learning. So too writes the Magen Avram, B'Shem Agos Yesh Nochlin, Aval Kama Achronim Sobrim Dafilu Yimloch Gamkein Einu Mikra Kedusha. There are those Achronim who write that Yimloch, the last line that we say in Kedusha, is not really considered the Ikra Kedusha. The Kol Shekein Lu'umasam and Ubedivrei. And so too those other parts, and as we learned earlier, that during Kriya Shema and during Elokai Netzor, the only parts of Kedusha that we actually are Vadai Kedusha, that you're allowed to answer, are Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kvar Hashem Imkomo. The other parts, since it's not so clear, we don't say it during Kriya Shema or Brichas Kriya Shema or during the Tachanunim at the end of Shemona Esrei. If you look at note number four is in the back of the Sefer on page 36 at the bottom. He writes, "V'hanoig lehispalo nusach Ashkenaz she'omrim nekadesh." If you're an Ashkenazi that you normally say nekadesh, umispalo ato b'minyan she'omer bo nakdishach, and you find yourself in a minyan that's davening svard v'chein lehepech or vice versa. So Rav Moshe writes, and the Minchas Yitzchak and the Shalom Shiva's Meisha Dover, they all write, Sha'olav Lomar Kefiyah Nusach HaTzibur. You have to say the Nusach that the Tzibur is saying, which is unlike your Nusach. Va'afilu im Toa V'hislo K'Nusach Shalo. Even if you mistakenly start with your Nusach, Rechayim Kinevsky says, She'yamshach K'Nusach HaTzibur. Switch over in the middle and switch to the Tzibur's Nusach. That is one opinion. On the other side, we have Rosh Shlomo Zalman who says, Shim one bikol yana k'nusach ha-tzibur. Only if you're answering out loud and people could hear you, then of course you should say the nusach of the tzibur. Alem one belachash. But if you're answering silently to yourself, yocho lanos kiminhago, you can't say your regular minhag. Kevan shahevdo b'nuschos eino b'ikra kedusha. Since anyway the differentiations in the kedusha between Ashkenazi and Svard is not in the ikra lines of kedusha, and therefore it doesn't matter that much that you're saying it silently. Fine. Ul'achar kedusha, and at the part at the end of kedusha where the chazan says in nusach Ashkenazi they say l'dor v'dor, in nusach Svard they say ata kadosh. If a person mistakenly said the wrong one, Rechayim Kinevsky says shemistaber shiotzei dechova, that it's okay if you said the wrong one. Back to the Mishabura in Sivkotan Beis. We said you should not say with the Shliat Tzibur Nakdishach. Rather, you should be silent and be mechavim for what he says until he gets to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Says the Mishabura, V'yesh Mekilin Sheyucha Leimor Ima Shliat Tzibur. Some are lenient and they say that you can say that line of Nakdishach with the Shliat Tzibur. V'aminog Hanochon Kemosh HaKosav HaShulchan Aruch. The correct minog is like the Shulchan Aruch not to say it with the Chazan. Ki imo nimshechu ha'achronim, because the achronim seem to go along with the mechaber. V'chein noag ha'gro, and that's how the gro is noag. Umikom okom ha'minog bi'ameinu she'omer ma'akol gamkein nekadesh. However, the minog nowadays is that the tzibur also says nekadesh, so that is what we do. B'Shabbos omrim kadover ha'omer bekomatz. On Shabbos, the nusach of the kedusha is kadover ha'omer, the hay is with a komatz. V'yirash le'atzibur l'sayim l'umosom u'bedivrei. The chazan should make sure he finishes off the end, l'umosom and u'bedivrei, kodem she'aschilu akal baruch kvod Hashem komo and yimuch Hashem l'olam. Before the tzibur starts saying the next line, the chazan has to make sure he finishes the line that introduces that line. Kein kosav ha'mogen Avram b'shem ha'sefer ha'chasidim. That's what the Mogen Avram writes, b'shem ha'sefer ha'chasidim. V'rotzalomar, what he means to say is, shelo yimshoch ha'shliat tzibur kochach ba'miroso l'umosom u'bedivrei. The chazan should not be so lengthy in his finishing off those sentences of l'umosom and u'bedivrei kashachol kasuvleimor, k'dei shelo yaschilu ha'kol baruch kavod v'chemim l'chodesh yisayim. We want to make sure that tzibur is not going to already jump the gun and say baruch kavod or yimloch before the chazan finishes the introduction leading into those psukim. V'hu adin l'kaddish u'l'baruchu u'l'chol dover sha'onim achar ha'shatz o achar ha'mavarich. And so too, the chazan has to be careful by kaddish and by baruchu not to be too lengthy in the things that are leading into the tzibur saying something else. Lo yimshoch ha'shatz o ha'mavarich b'sofo. The chazan should not be lengthy at the end. K'dei shelo yanu ha'kol acharav kodem shi'asayim. So the tzibur should not jump the gun and answer before he finishes. V'yiyezeh k'ein amen chatufa. That would be like an amen chatufa, like a person answering amen before the bracha is finished. That's bad news, and therefore you don't want to be the cause of the tzibur to do that, and therefore just finish what you have to say and let the tzibur start, but don't be very lengthy. Then the tzibur is going to lose patience, they're going to jump the gun, they're going to be doing the wrong thing. Like we learned earlier in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Sivches. Maharil kishomer baruch v'yimloch, the Maharil in Kedusha, by the line baruch v'ad Hashem komo, and yimloch haya korea v'zokeh b'Hashem, he would bow and then he would get up by Hashem's name. Aval lo matzinu raya lazeh, but we don't find any proof to do this. Al kein lo nogu kein kayom, and therefore the minhag is not to bow during Kedusha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Gimel, on that which the Mechaber says that after you're quiet and you listen and you're Mechavein for the first line of Kedusha, the Tzibur jumps in by Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. V'yochid sha'omar Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. V'adayin hashatz hoya b'vikora ze'el ze'. If an individual jumped the gun, he started saying Kadosh, 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 while the Chazan was still saying v'kora ze'el ze'. V'yomar. So yesh omrim de lo yotza. Some say that this individual was not yotze kedusha v'tzarech lanos pamacheres, and he has to answer again when the chazan finishes. V'atam poshet, the reason is obvious. The tzarech lanos be'asora ke'echad. You have to have 10 people answering kedusha together, and therefore, if you answer it by yourself, you're not yotze kedusha, and you have to answer again with the tzibur. V'chein yesh lizar gamkein shelo ya'acher lomar es ha'kedusha achar ha'kol. You also have to be careful not to delay the kedusha afterwards. Not only shouldn't you jump the gun and say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh before everyone, you shouldn't delay too much and say it after everyone. V'yesh lizar b'chol zeh be'es amiras ha'payit. You have to be careful about this at a time when you're saying different piyutim. Shekesheroa ha'tzibur maschilin lomar kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. If you're a little behind and the tzibur already got to kedusha and they're saying kadosh, 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 tekef yifsok be'emtza. So you should immediately stop in the middle, join the tzibur, and answer kedusha together with the tzibur. Now let's look at the bir halacha. We're going to see the second bir halacha on the page. Divrei Maskil El Shoskin. Again, the mechaber said that the tzibur should not say with the chazan nakdishach. They should be silent and mechavim for what the shliach tzibur says till he gets the kadosh, 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 and then they join in. Says the bir halacha, Ayim b'mishabura b'mashik asadnu shetzrichin lizor shelo lehisacher acher hatzibur ulahakdim. Look what we just learned in the Mishabura, that one individual should not be makdim kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. He should not delay kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. He should say it together with the tzibur. Ki ein omrim dover shebekdusha b'pachos ma'asara. The reason is, like we just mentioned, that we don't say dover shebekdusha with less than 10. V'ayin la'el sov simen kuf chavdal mashik asavnu sham. Here the Beralacha begins. Umistapakna le'inyan shliatzibur imhu mechuyev gamkein lomar kadosh ubaruch b'shava imatzibur. The question that no one knows what to do in the davening for the Amud. Do you say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh together with the tzibur? Or do you wait for the tzibur to say it and then say it afterwards? So says the Beralacha, I am misupuk. That's why everyone's misupuk, because the Beralacha is misupuk. In terms of Shia Tzibur, if he's mechuyev also to say Kadosh and Baruch together with the Tzibur. Ki halohu eino motzi es atzmo min haklal, because he's not excluding himself from the Tzibur. To ha'omer nekadesh. He's saying, let us be mekadesh. Let us, meaning join me in being mekadesh. So he's part of the crowd. Ve'eich yomer achaka shalo basara. How can he then go and say it by himself after everyone else? That's one reason. Then he says, "Ve'ein lomar kevan da'ashatz omed lahotzi rabim de chavaso choshev ketzibur." Don't say since the chazan is being motzi the rabim, he's considered like a rabim. Ze'eino, that's not true. The halo kedusha tzrichu chazal lo kolechon me'ashomim lemor be'atzmo kadosh baruch. Because when it comes to kedusha, everyone has to answer. He's not being motzi anyone in kedusha in those lines. Those lines, everyone has to say. So you can't say he can say it on his own because he'd be motzi other people because it's not true. Everyone's saying it. The efshar it could be. Kevan da omed betfila. Since the person, like we started this year with, if a person's in the middle of Shmona Esrei, kai malam besimen kuftalat sivav. We learned earlier the yishtok v'yachavin lamash omer shatz kedei lotzes bazeh. The person in the middle of Shmona Esrei should be silent. He should be yotzei shomea kaona with the chazan. So maybe then choshev kaomed lahotzi rabim dechova. Maybe we should consider him as an individual who's there to be motzi the rabim derchiv, not the general rabim, but the rabim of whoever's in the middle of Shmona Esrei and can't answer the yocholom rafilu achakach. And then maybe he could say it even afterwards. So the Bir Alachas Mesupuk, he tends to be leaning towards the tzad that he should be saying it together with the tzibur. He's looking for a reason why he'd be allowed to say it on its own. But lechora ain't dvar shabedusha pachos ma'asara. So why should he be any different? So he comes up with a possible svara, but that's a possibility. But seems to be leaning that the tzibur, the chazan, should say it along with the tzibur. And he ends off and he says, "The imaskel hashatz o shaar yochid lomer kadosh kodem shegomru tzibur amirasam bevadei choshev ketzibur." If the chazan starts saying it while the tzibur is still in the middle of it, or any other individual joins in the middle, that certainly is fine. So the only shaila he's discussing if the chazan is going to wait till the tzibur totally finishes. But if the chazan doesn't say it directly with them, but he starts it towards the end of their thing in the middle while they're still saying it, that certainly would be okay. That's how he ends off. Oh, so that's what we're going to get to right now. We're going to look at a couple of notes in the back on page 37, address what Shlomi is bothered by as well. First of all, note number 10 discusses, what about saying Shema Yisrael by Musaf on Shabbos, we say Shema Yisrael. So if you look at note number 10, it says, "Shomer Shema Yisrael beKedusha Shal Musa Shal Shabbos VYontif Kosav Aktosa Shulchan Shomer Hashatz Im Atzibur." The Chazan should say it together with the Tzibur. Kedei Sheikabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim Im Atzibur. Different reason. Sheikabel Ol Malchus Shemayim together with the Tzibur, and therefore the Chazan should say Shema Yisrael together with the Tzibur. Umitam Ze Hora Hagonu VaYoshev Sheim Nimtza BeBeis Akneser SheAtzibur Ona Kedusha. That if you find yourself in a shul where they're saying Kedusha, you're not davening there, but you find yourself there, tzorech lomar imohem gam Shema Yisrael shebekedusha. You should also say Shema Yisrael with the tzibur. V'chein mashna baruch ha-shulchan. Neidach, on the other hand, Ruchayim Kineski says, Shemi she'enu mespal imohem, if you're not davening with that minion, ein nohogim sheyomar imohem Shema Yisrael shebekedusha, you don't have to say it. So that's a machlokas if you're visiting the minyan, or you're learning there, they have to be diving there, if you should answer also Shema Yisrael, or if you have to. Chaim Kineski says the minog is not to. But if you look at note 11, he brings us back to an interesting discussion we had way back by the halachas of Baruch Hu, and they touched upon Kedusha there as well. So if you look at note 11, he writes, L'inyan Baruch Hu, K'shash Shliatzibur Chosev Ona Baruch Hashem Mavarach. We have the same shayla over there, the chazan says, or the one who gets the aliyah says, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach, and everyone says, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach L'mavayr, and the Chazan says it also. So should the Chazan be saying it with the Tzibur? Should he be saying it after the Tzibur? So if you remember, we learned earlier in the Mishabura, B'Shein the Magen Avram, Shem Ein Sham Asara Anoshim Bovan HaShatz. If there are not 10 people besides the Chazan, meaning the Chazan is exactly one of 10, Im Lo Yana HaShatz Imoem Lo Yotze Yidechova. If the Chazan will not answer together with them, he won't be Yotze Yischiv. That's what he brought from the Magen Avram. And then the Mishabura asked very strong questions on him, as follows. Al Zehiksha Mishabura. Mishabura asked on that, what do you mean? There are exactly 10? Therefore he has to answer the Tzibur, otherwise he's not Yotzei. Shagam Kishiyesh Asar Mavad HaShas. Even if there's 25 people there, if 24 are answering together and he says it afterwards by himself, he's also not being Yotzei. What's the difference if there's 9 people answering and then he says it himself, or there's 24 people answering and then he's saying it himself? Either way, it shouldn't matter. That's question number one the Mishabura asked on the Magen Avram. He's not Yotze, he's not answering with them. It doesn't matter the numbers. And then he adds on, and if you worry that if he doesn't answer with them, the tzibur is not Yotze because only 9 answer, that's also not true. It's fine. Shona Dina Mim Ha'echad Yashenu Mispalel. We know you're allowed, it's counted as a minion if one is sleeping or one is davening, it counts as a minion. So certainly the chazan who's there and he's awake and he says Baruch Hashem Mavarach and he answers by himself, certainly it's not going to affect the tzibur being Yotzei Adorah Sheba Kedusha by only nine of them answering. We see that nine is okay sometimes, as long as there's 10 there, the Shekhinah is there, and it's going to be okay. So the Mishabura took issue with this Magen Avram, but the Magen Avram said clearly that the chazan should be saying Baruch Hashem Mavarach Lelamad with the tzibur. If you look in the second paragraph, note 11, Ukideya Zusha Tarach Hashat Lomar Kedushi Matzibur. And like this Shita, that the Berlacha seems to be coming out, that the Shiat Tzibur should say Kedusha together with the Tzibur, the Briska Rav is Medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam, that he writes on Kedusha, the Chol HaDvorim She'onu Matzibur, Hu Korei Imahim. He says with them. So the Briska Rav is Medayik, the Rambam holds like that as well. Ulechore Kemasha Mishnebura La'el in Yabaruch, which we just mentioned. Me'idach, on the other hand, going back to what Shlomo was addressing, the emotion that we saw earlier. According to Moshe Feinstein, he writes, Sheyaskil Hashatz Rak Acharei HaTzibur. He seems to take issue with all these poskim, and he says that the chazan should actually start after the tzibur. Kedei sheyuchal lautzi dechoves elu shemispalim adayin tfilas lachash. The people who are davening the silence from Esrei, like we just mentioned before, if you don't hear it from the chazan according to Rav Moshe, you can't be yotzei. The people next to you don't have you in mind. And if the people at the chazan take it with the tzibur, you can't hear the chazan. So unless the chazan is a very loud voice that you can clearly hear him over, so Rav Moshe says the chazan in fact should wait. So even though we seem to be saying in the Bir Halacha and other poskim that the chazan should be saying it together, and the Bir Halacha tries to come up with a way that you could possibly say it separately, Rav Moshe comes out that the chazan should say it afterwards, and that way one who's davening Shemoneh Esrei could be yotzi, in fact, with the Shliat Tzibur. Let's go weiter to Halacha Beis. Tov lechavin raglov b'shah she'omre kedusha im Shliat Tzibur. It's good to put one's feet together when he's saying kedusha with the chazan. And then the Rama writes, which we'll just do some of the Rama, the rest of the Rama we'll leave for tomorrow. The Rama writes, without turning the page, V'yesh lisa ha'inayim l'morum b'shah she'omrim kedusha. One should look upwards with his eyes at the time that he is saying kedusha. Let's see the Mishabura in Sivkatan Dalud. V'chaven raglov. K'mo she'kosav v'simen tzadi hei. Like we learned in Simen tzadi hei, in note 13 in the back, he writes, what's the reason why you should have your feet together by kedusha? Because the Mishabura says over there, because since you're saying Kishem Shemakdishem Oso B'Shmei Morom, the same way the Malachim are praising Hashem, they're being Makdish Hashem, Harei Anu Kamalachim Shemakdishem Shem Hashem B'Shamayim. We're like the Malachim who are being Makdish Hashem Hashem in Shamayim. V'omnin Kishiragleim Mechuvano Zulazu. And we know the Malachim have Ragleim Regal Yeshar, they have like one foot. And therefore, the same way when we dive in Shemoneh Esrei, we're being like Malachim, putting our feet together. So by Kedusha, when we're saying we're being like the Malachim, we also should be putting our feet together. That's what the Mishabura says. Now, in terms of the Shaila, of how, we had this once earlier as well, how long across Kedusha do you have to have your feet together? We had this in a note earlier, but we'll look at a little summary. In note number 12, Ad Mosa Yamu Kishiraglov Tzmudo Zulazu. Until what point in Kedusha do your feet have to be together? So the El Yerabah, the Aruch HaShulchan, they write, Kafachayim, Sheyamur Kach Atziyim Birchas HaKel HaKadosh. Till the very end, Baruch HaShem HaKel HaKadosh. Till that point, your feet should be together, which if you look around, that's not the minog. But that's what these posts can write. The Shevet Alevi writes, yeah? Okay, so Alex said that's the minog of the Sfardim. If you look at an Ashkenazi minion, everyone's walking around after Yimloch. But these poskim, the Yerabah, the Aruch HaShulchan, some Ashkenazim, some Sfarim, the Kavachayim, they say it's till the siyum of the bracha of Akel HaKadosh. The Shevet HaLevi explains, Shakedusha Mistayemis B'Sof HaBracha. Kedusha ends with the bracha of Akel HaKadosh. And that was the minhag of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. El Shehosef Shemikomokom B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur Shemarichin Harbe B'Bracha Shlishis. Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, where we have the whole V'chein Tein Pachtucha all the way till HaMelech HaKadosh is a very lengthy extension of the third bracha. Masbik Lamud Atziyam HaKedusha. There it's enough to move your feet around already after Yimloch. You don't have to wait all the way till the Chazan finishes the whole V'chein Tein Pachtucha Chamol HaMasecha till Baruch HaShem HaMelech HaKadosh. Kevan Shemistimas HaPoskim Mashma Shigam Kol HaShonam Masbik Lamud Atziyam HaKedusha. Says Shlomo Zalman, since the sum of the poskim is mashma, that you only have to wait till the end of Kedusha, meaning to the end of Yimloch. Me'idach, on the other hand, Ruchayim Kinevsky says, Shegam b'chol hashona ein tzorach l'chavein raglov ela at sof ha'kedusha. So Ruchayim Kinevsky passes straight up that you do not have to have your feet together after Yimloch, after Kedusha is over. And he adds on, Sha'av she'ein tzorach l'chavein raglov, even though you don't have your feet together, mikom mikom, tzorach lamod at sof ha'bracha. But he does say you have to stand. So Reb Chaim Kadesh says you can move your feet, but you do have to be standing. You should not sit down until the end of the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh.
But all of them hold that you have to have your feet together during Kedusha.
Correct.
All of them. Because the wording of the is tov. It's not a requirement. It's good to have.
Oh, that's a good point, right? The Mechaber says, tov l'chaven raglov. Yeah, but we didn't see anyone that... Yes, that's a very good diyuk. It says tov. It doesn't say you're mechuyev to. It says tov, but that seems to be... No one seems to say you shouldn't do that. So that is the minhag that everybody does that. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, where in Sefkaton Dalet, Tzorech lechavin biyoser b'kedusha l'kadesh Hashem Yisbarach. One has to be mechavin a lot in kedusha to mechavish Hashem Hashem. U'b'schus ze yashra olav Hashem Yisbarach kedusha melamalo. And b'schus be mechavish Hashem in kedusha, Hashem will rest upon you, kedusha from above. V'yechavin l'kayim ha-posuk v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. And you should be mechavin when you're saying kedusha, the posuk of being mechavish, Mekadesh Hashem b'sof b'nei Yisrael. V'arizal hoya mazshir ma'od al zeh. The Arizal would warn a lot about this. Hanusach is shemakedishim, ending with a mem, velo makedishin, ending with a nun. Gam yafrish k'tas ben tevas shemakedishim with tevas oso. You should have a little pause between makedishim oso, so it shouldn't sound like makedishim moso, like we had by Kriyashma. Shekos of achakach, the word oso, which is afterwards, like we learned earlier in Simon, samach aleph, sifchof aleph, lagabe Kriyashma. So it shouldn't sound like moso, like dying. Like we had a whole sif about that in Hilchos Kriyashma. Then we said in the Ramah that one should lift his eyes upward during Kedusha. Sifkoton hey, ki kosu b'shem sefer hecholos. It's brought down in Sefer Hecholos, Zelushono. Baruchem atem l'ashem shemayim v'yordei merkava im tomru v'sagidu lebonai mashani osa b'shoh shemakdishim. So it says, whoever this is, that shemayim and yordei merkava should say over to my children, Hashem says, what I do when they are being makdishim, and they're saying, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. V'lamdu osam shiyu einehem nesuos lamarom, and you should teach them that their eyes should be looking upward. L'beist filosam, v'nosim atzman lamalam, they should be raising themselves up. Ki einli hana ba'olam ka'osa sha'a, I do not have any pleasure in the world like that moment. She'einehem nesuos be'enai, that their eyes are looking towards my eyes. Ve'enai be'enehem, and my eyes are looking towards their eyes. Ba'osa sha'a, at that time, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani oches b'kisei chvodi b'dmus Yaakov, I grab onto the kisei HaKavod that has the appearance of Yaakov Avinu, umechabka umenashka, and I hug it and I kiss it, umazgir zechusam umemaher geulasam, and I remember their zechusim and I hasten their redemption. So big stuff is going on when we're saying kadosh, 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 specifically when we're looking upwards towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Vav Ha'inayim that the eyes should be looking upwards. Dahainu shiyu seguros. That is, they should be closed eyes, but looking up with your closed eyes upwards. Avalo beinayim psuchos, but not with your eyes opened. Kain kosav ataz, that's what the Taz writes. Aval harbi achronim cholkim alze upasa kamogin giborim kimosam. However, many achronim argue and say that you should be looking upward with your eyes open, and that's how the mogin giborim paskins. And that's the second sheet that he brings, seems to be the way to go, that even though we say during Shemoneh Esrei, the silent Shemoneh Esrei, one's eyes should be closed the whole time, but when it comes to Kedusha, there are these poskim that say that you should be looking upwards with your eyes open, but that is in fact a machlokas ha-poskim. We'll stop here, and we'll finish in Mitzvah Hashem, the Siman, tomorrow.